Om Shanti.
30th of the 11th, 18. Blessing. May you become a number one embodiment of success who gives the experience of the stage of being loving and detached by being a co-charioteer. A co-charioteer means one who has soul consciousness. With this method, Father Brahma claimed number one success. The father enters by controlling the body and becomes a co-charioteer. He is not dependent on the body, and this is why he is detached and loving. In the same way, you Brahmin souls also remain stable in the stage of a co-charioteer. That is, am I stable in a loving and detached stage and making the body function? It is only with this method that you will become number one embodiments of success. So now, how to understand this blessing? If you go back to the first lesson in which we learn that I, the soul, am the driver of this body, the vehicle. So that would be basic understanding of spirituality, that I am the driver, the soul. But now, when you become more advanced, and in order to apply spirituality in our daily life, Baba is giving us a deeper method, a more effective method. And that method is that I become the co-charioteer. Baba gives the example of Brahma Baba, how Brahma Baba, he allowed Shiv Baba to use his body. So what would happen is that Shiv Baba would enter the body of Brahma Baba and sit right next to that soul of Brahma. In the same way, I can also become a co-pilot. I allow Shiv Baba to come, to enter, and I become the co-pilot, and Shiv Baba is the captain. This word co-charioteer is probably a little old-fashioned, but I could translate it to a modern-day word, which is co-pilot. So, the definition of a co-pilot is that they, in any plane, you will see there are always two pilots. If you're sitting in a car and the one next to you in the passenger seat tells you, oh, do this way, go that way, we don't particularly like it. And we say, stop being a backseat driver. But in a plane, it's a necessity, it's a law to have two pilots. And so in the same way, I become the co-pilot and I allow Shiv Baba, the Supreme Soul, to come and sit next to the soul. And we work together. There's shared responsibility. However, even though I'm allowing Shiv Baba to come, I'm invoking him, I'm inviting him, I'm honoring him, at the same time, a co-pilot or a captain, whichever one it is, they will get their instructions, their directions. Everything will come to them from air traffic control. So in the same way, I, the soul, I get my instructions from the Murli. The Srimad, the instruction, the direction, all come from the Murli. And I, like a pilot, the pilot is in constant communication with air traffic control. I, the co-pilot, and the pilot are always in constant communication, and it's all happening through the Murli. That is where I am getting my guidance from. Because like a flight, when it's up in the air, it can't see anything except clouds. Totally all around it, there will be clouds. It's air traffic control who will say that bring the flight lower, now you can land, or it will give instructions that you have to go this way towards your direction, change altitude. All of these things happen from air traffic control. And so now Baba's giving another tool, and that tool is that once I am the co-pilot, then it's easier to be detached and loving. So let's look at both of these things separately. Detachment. What does detachment mean? And detached from what? Many people misunderstand spirituality and they start to detach from people. Whereas actually it's not right to even detach from people, because it's only from others, from human beings, that I will get blessings. Something which is not living cannot give me blessings. A car, a mobile phone, something non-living cannot give me blessings. I can say, oh, bless you to the possession, but that cannot give me any blessings. And it's very necessary on this Brahmin path to experience blessings. Detachment is also, you could say, another word for being neutral. For example, if there's a football match happening or a cricket match happening, then you will always see there are two teams. And the tendency is to support one team or another. Whichever country I'm from, I'll support my country or my hometown. And so when that team plays, then if they score, I become happy. If they lose, I become unhappy. Our emotions go through a roller coaster. So detachment, there is another option. Instead of supporting one team or another, I could also try to be neutral. Means I'm just enjoying the game for the sake of it, not because I'm associating myself to a particular team. Detachment from what? Baba gives us a huge list. Baba says, detach from profit, loss, praise, defamation, sorrow, negativity. There's a whole list of what things I have to be detached from. And detachment is something that is not very understood, not clearly understood by everybody. Many misunderstand detachment and think it means that I should be cold, aloof, not caring. However, spirituality is quite the opposite. The more spiritual I am, then the proof of that spirituality is that I am caring, sharing. And when I'm caring and sharing, that becomes an inspiration for others. Baba's also talking about being loving. Loving to whom? I have to have love for Shiv Baba. However, love is also connected to virtues. And one particular virtue that love is connected to is honesty. If somebody is dishonest with me, doesn't matter who it is, mother, father, your spouse, partner, whoever it is, if they are dishonest, then our love breaks. And so this happens totally anywhere in the world, that love breaks when there's dishonesty. The same applies with God. If I am honest with God, I am honest with Baba, then I will be able to draw love from Baba. And so it's this virtue of honesty we need in order to experience God's love. The proof of God's love is that He is changing us. We are becoming something. So all the teachings that Baba is giving us, he is teaching us at the same time the art of loving. So His love is transforming us. At the same time, He is teaching us to love others. And He is the ocean of love. He is willing to give us so much. He doesn't change His love according to whoever is in front of Him. For example, if a terrorist was to come in front of Baba, so you can imagine, if a terrorist comes in front of Avyakt Bab Dada, what would Avyakt Bab Dada do? Baba would give toli and smile and just continue to be Himself regardless of the person in front of Him. Baba would not get angry. Baba would not avoid or turn His face away or anything like that. So in the same way, we have to learn the art of detachment as well as the art of giving love to others. Detachment is developed through soul consciousness. When I have detachment, then this enables me, this helps me not to be deceived in relationships. Otherwise, the moment attachment enters, and in a relationship, if I become attached or if I like someone, I prefer someone, then if they say something or do something I don't like, then I am hurt or deceived. So detachment is necessary. God is willing to give all of His love to us, but He gives us a condition. And that condition is, detach yourself from everything else. Associate yourself with Me. Attach yourself to Me. If I turn my eyes, if I am drawn, I am attracted, if I am pulled by anything else, it means I am becoming pulled. And being pulled is a weakness. Being pulled means I don't have control over the senses. So Baba talks about these two things, being loving and detached. And when I have these two, then the result would be I become an embodiment of success. Success for Brahmins is very different to success for other people of the world. For people of the world, success could mean a nice house, car, good bank balance, all of these things. It means materialistic things, or it means achieving a certain position at work or in your career, etc. But for Brahmins, the definition of success is that whatever thought I have, it will happen. Maybe not immediately, but it will happen. It will take practical shape. And so this is the blessing today. Co-charioteer means I become the co-pilot. I allow Shiv Baba to be the captain. And I use the tools of loving and detached in order to experience success. If I'm not loving and detached, then success is a very long way away.
Om Shanti.